Hello, it is Editor Kayla here, and I am here with a disclaimer about this episode because Maria fell asleep in the middle of recording it. Maria is gonna drop out on her audio towards the end of the episode and does not return until the very end of the episode, and she did not realize she fell asleep in the middle of it until after we were done recording. So that is why Maria is not present for the end part of the episode, if you were wondering. But other than that, just wanted to give you a heads up and hope you guys enjoy this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Knee Slapping K-Pop Podcast, and welcome to Produce Month Part 2 for this year,
Part
because
dos.
we didn't have enough earlier in the year, so we have a whole another month for all Produce content. So I am here with Sammy, who
Hello.
is watching all seasons of Produce along with me, and we also have Maria as like a unbiased third party for this
I'm
episode.
alive. Woo.
And today we are going to be tier ranking songs from all of the Produce 101 groups.
Yeah.
There have been 14 groups.
There is now 14 groups. One of them doesn't have music yet.
Yeah, so X-Form, at the time of recording, does not actually have a single song out yet. So we are not tier
so
ranking
they don't get to be
X-Form
here.
songs. But getting in right at
Right
the
at
deadline,
time.
right
Right
on
at the
time,
deadline.
we have INI with their song that came out literally 8 hours ago.
8 hours ago, we got a song
And we've
from
already
INI.
gone, we'll get to it, but we've already gone on a journey with it.
We have, because we also watched Produce Japan today, so it
today.
Was like they are right on time for that.
We're perfectly on time for this.
But before we get into tier ranking the songs, and I guess we should mention, so we are going to be live listening along to the songs. I'm not going to have that in the episode, but just know that we will be doing that during the tier ranking.
Yep,
and
these for
are
a bunch of these songs, this will be Maria's first time listening.
For
yeah,
a lot
outside
of them.
The Korean ones.
Yeah, outside the Korean ones, I think I pretty much listened to all the Korean ones, if not,
yeah.
or most of them,
yes.
if not.
Mm-hmm.
But so it'll be a nice refresher. Then the other ones outside of Korea, it's gonna be pretty much
considering
totally
that
new.
There are
brand new
yes.
four Korean groups and now 10 non-Korean groups. I
yep.
think that this is a majority new.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
yeah. Oh yeah.
But before we get into tier ranking the actual songs, we do have a tier ranking of the actual groups as a whole.
Yes.
To just go over first. So in S tier, we have JO1. No big surprise
Icons
there.
Icons of our time.
We
love them.
Absolutely
Fabulous.
Love them. They're our favorites. In A tier, we have IZ*ONE and 9%. Again, love them. They
Icons
make great
of our
music.
Time. Fabulous. Mwah.
B tier is pretty stacked because there's a lot of groups that are like pretty good. So we have 101, U9, The 9, Into One, and INI, all in B tier. INI and Into One don't really have a lot of content yet, but what they have shown is good, so they just
yes.
got to pass into B tier for now.
They have room to both go up and down.
Yeah. In C tier, we have Bon Bon Girls 303, IOI, X1, just ignore that this is a picture of 101. We're going to call
ignore
that X.
That,
ignore that for right now. And X-Form doesn't have any content yet, so they're just kind of a big mystery.
But, like, the scandals around this group have
also... A lot of scandals.
Oof.
You know?
Also, again, most of this is because these groups were given bad content.
X-Form
and
has
also,
one song.
X-Form has nothing. Like, there's nothing to go
IOI
off
only
of.
Has three songs. Bon Bon Girls is, like, they have talented people but are given horrible songs, so...
That too.
And then in D tier, we have Rise and we have Rocket Girls. Not our favorites at all.
No,
for sure.
We are not the biggest fan of the groups that came out of...
Of Chuang.
Of Chuang.
Essentially.
Produce
China
Season 1.
Which is Chuang, essentially.
Which is
so,
just Chuang.
Before it was called that.
So I'm not missing anything by not watching those shows, is what you're saying.
No.
Fantastic!
Not
really,
no.
Again! I am of the opinion that there are only about three seasons of this show you really need to watch.
Yes,
and
yes.
for that, we'll get
you
into
can,
our tier
you
ranking
can,
of the...
There's essentially, like, one per country that you can watch.
Yes.
That is a really good representative. Because
if you really
yeah.
want to do that, you gotta watch season two from Korea, you watch
season
Idol
one
Producer
from
China,
yeah.
and season one from Japan. Those
and
are the
set.
Three god-tier seasons.
Those are the three, then you're good. All of these other ones, you know...
And if you want, like, real craziness, I also recommend Chuang 2021.
Chuang 2021 is pretty fun, oh, yeah.
Great. Great show. Honestly, yes. Great.
That's just entertaining. That's just incredibly entertaining, yeah.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun on that season. We'll have a full episode on that later.
We will. We'll get back to it this month. And anyway, so back to our tier ranking songs tier ranker here. We have our normal knee slapper tiers, as we do with our fun names.
Yep.
And the first song we have here is Dream Girls by IOI.
So that was IOI's debut song.
Yeah.
And
the one that started it all.
I don't
the
one love that
started it.
It
at
this
all.
Whole madness is all because of these
it's
people.
It's very. I mean, it came out what? That was 2015?
2016.
Man, it's so weird seeing some of these people because it's like Chuna, girl, has such a great solo career. It's like,
yeah,
cool.
I mean, a lot of
these
girls
people,
also have
it's like,
disappeared.
Oh, man.
I mean, it is interesting to see where the show started.
It is.
This song is just
it's trying,
very generic.
It's trying so hard to be into the new world and being doing a really
it
bad
really
job.
Is.
Yeah.
It's trying to be this.
I can see the Into the New World references for sure. There's like slight.
Oh,
it
is, but it's like not in the same way.
No, because the song is more. It's more cute.
I know. Yeah, Somi is so tall compared to everyone else.
The
but
thing
it's probably,
is
really
the
it's probably because
she's
though she's
tall.
Part white. Probably, but I don't
the
know.
Thing with that is that also I feel like Into the New World is like really like fresh and fun. This is a bit much.
This is, it's trying is, too hard, really.
It's a bit much.
It is a little
yeah.
bit.
I want to just put it in.
It's all right. Let's it's an all right song,
ice,
though.
Ice
it's not,
cream.
It's not amazing.
Ice Cream is like a, it's like
ice
a bit good
is,
mid here, yeah.
Ice Cream is like, you know.
It's fine.
Like this,
C tier.
This is a fine song. Like, this isn't
it's
bad.
It's fine.
But
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the thing.
I mean,
it's not amazing. It's not amazing. But
yeah.
it's fine.
Yes, yes.
Again, I used to have a true hatred of this song. I feel like I've just gotten over that.
Just it's
just
kind
it's
of like it's just kind of there,
all of these you know? Girls would go on to do far better and far worse.
It's true.
Very depends on the person though, because there's definitely
very
far
worse.
Just like where have you guys been? But it's also because their
oh,
company's
yeah.
been
true.
Weird. So
all right. So what's next?
So the next song here is "Into the Fire" by InstaOne. So we're going from very first to like one of the most recent. Immediately.
Yeah. So this came out like July of this year. This is InstaOne's debut song. It has some of our favorite new people.
Yeah, some of our favorite people from this year are in InstaOne.
I kind of like it.
Their music
Speaking
is
Speaking of someone who's
good.
Half white, we also have another person who's half white. We have Mika here.
I think there are several, because I think also Patrick is half white.
Is Patrick half white?
Isn't he half German?
Patrick
Someone's
is
half
German.
German.
Patrick is half German because yeah. we were like, Patrick needs to meet Yang Yang and Alex.
Yes, yes.
A lot of Eurasian yeah, homies is what I'm hearing. There's
oh,
a lot of Eurasian
all, oh, no,
homies.
Half of this group, because you have Patrick who is half, isn't Patrick also half,
he's
half,
half Thai, half German.
Half German. We have Nine who is just Thai. You have,
Mika
Japanese,
is
Japanese
like,
and
Hawaiian. Is he the one who's Hawaiian?
I believe, yes. Then you have Santa, who is Japanese.
Yeah, there's a lot. That's a very
a
multicultural
of,
group.
And there's only
Hawaii.
Nine of them.
Yeah.
So, like, there's just a lot of very fun people in And Rikimaru, who's also Japanese.
Rikimaru, oh, yeah.
I was like, there's a fifth one.
And honestly, like...
So, wait, is it a Chinese group from a Chinese...
It's
yeah,
a Chinese
this is
group.
A Chinese group. This is from Chuang 2021, another absolutely amazing season.
And honestly, like, C-pop is usually pretty bad, but this
honestly,
is, like, good. It's, like, good
yeah,
C-pop.
It's very good C-pop. It has that aggression that a lot of C-pop has.
C-pop is very aggressive, yes.
But, like, in the best way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't that bad.
I actually really like this.
I think it's good. I think I'm excited for them as a group, honestly.
I am too. I think I do like the Storm Center, the song we're going to get to
better.
Later more.
Yeah.
But I do I think I want to put this in like Zoom.
Zoom
walk
or Queso. Queso.
Let's go Queso.
Let's go
I think
queso
it's good
for
enough
that.
For Queso. All right. So what's that
so
next
this
one?
Is
That's
never,
a Rise song.
Never Surrender by Rise.
That's Never Surrender by Rise. So Rise was in...
Chuang 2019.
Chuang 2019. Yes, yes, yes. And we, as you could tell, we're not big Rise fans.
A lot of it is because that season is one of the
that
most boring.
That season is one of the most boring.
Also, I do not like the kid who's the center of Rise at all.
No.
I think he's very
no,
bad.
No, no, no. And that is one of the poor things about, we keep having to be reminded of him because he does play a big part in 2020.
He
continues to appear. This song is honestly,
actually also pretty good for C-pop.
I enjoy it. First, it's more of the, like, lighter C-pop. I've also fallen in love with the one kid that ends up in Falling Into Your Smile and Sweet Teeth. Love him. He's fabulous. Mostly because he's a good actor. But, Marie, what do you think of this song so far?
Let's see. It's building up. Hold up. I need to hear the drop.
It doesn't necessarily have a large...
Okay, that's not bad. Like, that was a good build-up. That was a decent build-up.
It's a chill drop. I like it.
I like it. I like the vibe of this.
Yeah, we'll go zoom. It's pretty nice. Zoom-tier. It's got, like, that EDM that I really like in it. So.
It does. It's a bit EDM.
Yeah, this is a nice EDM pop kind of mix sound. Mm-hmm. It's not obnoxious.
Right. No, and, like, trust me. We'll see later.
We'll get to really obnoxious C-pop. C-pop
can get very obnoxious. This is chill.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Downpour by IOI.
So the goodbye song.
Yeah.
So, again, as a simp from a boys, I have to point out that the song was written by Wooji from 17.
It was. I do like this.
I like it. I just think it's a very...
It's just a sad ballad.
And no offense, but the group was together. I know it's
like
they're trying to make it sentimental. It's the sentimental goodbye song. Yeah,
maybe if you were a big IOI fan, that like it hits your heartstrings. For me, I'm like, because this is the only group that has
group that's gotten a goodbye song. Like,
no, this is the only I think group that has gotten a sentimental goodbye ballad.
Because Eyes One kind of got one, but it was kind of, like, shoved aside a little bit, and so was Wanna-One's, and then...
Wanna-One's was kind of Spring Breeze, which was a full comeback.
And X-One just kind of, like, you know...
Disappeared off the face of the planet, and we forgot that happened.
Well, probably because it was such a big hit that it was just kind of like, let's recap this whole journey.
And I think they were the first group and everything.
Yeah, I understand that. And I also think that, again, they tried it, they realized that they didn't want to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that there's a reason that they never did it again. I think it's fine.
It's fine.
I think it all depends on how emotional you are.
It's a ballad. Ballads are popular. Ballads are popular in Korea, ballads are popular in China. It's just a shtick there. They love their ballads. This is part of the ballad music culture there. You know, this is great. It adds more value if you love the group. But otherwise, I don't go for ballads. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The entire thing about this song is that if you're very into the group, you'll love it. If you're not, you're not really gonna... And also, no offense, but the IOI vocalists have a range of how that they should be singing, like, emotional ballads.
That's true.
There's a few that are great at this. There's a few where I'm like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I'll put it dinner? In. No, I think it's probably
better
ice cream.
Than dinner. Ice cream.
Is that them performing at KCON in New York or LA?
Probably. I don't know what KCON they were at.
I think so. I think they did go to a KCON.
Some KCON.
I don't know which U9 song this one is.
So it's either...
It's one of these four, but I couldn't tell you which
that's
one.
That's not U9, that's 9%.
9%? Oh, is it 9? Oh, it is 9%.
So it's either I Need a Doctor, Rule Breaker,
it's not I Need a Doctor.
Yo, I'm curious, who gets the trophy whenever they won music shows? Who gets the trophy?
The company?
No, which company, though?
The company keeps it.
The company.
But, like, which company? Oh, like,
probably whoever was managing them.
Whoever managed them.
Whoever managed them. I don't remember who was managing. Was that Stone Music? I don't remember who was managing IOI.
I think this is Inseparable by 9%. All right,
so Inseparable does not actually have a music video, so here is this thing. It has a music video, but it had to have been fan-uploaded because China.
I see.
But this is kind of a goodbye song.
Mm-hmm.
We have another goodbye song.
It's also like 9%. So we've talked about this in Produce Something. 9% of IOI faced like massive like management issues. And that's why they don't have like any
They have
music.
No songs.
Yeah.
The thing with it is, and I think that that's really where you get a lot of value from these songs based on how invested you are in this group. Because this is a very similar song to Downpour.
It is.
It's all a goodbye song. I like this infinitely more, mainly because I love 9% infinitely more than I like DIY.
This is like
all
so
of these people
this,
are fabulous.
Yeah, it's very much in the same realm as Downpour, for sure.
Yeah. My thing is, I love 9%.
It's a little bit more interesting as a song because it's in a straight
it's
ballad.
It's not a straight ballad. Yeah. It's got a little more flair, because I don't think 9% would... 9% is like
is
five
too many
rappers
to have a ballad.
You can't have a full ballad.
Did 9% have 9 members? Because if not,
yes.
That would be disappointing.
Most they of do. These, all of the groups that have 9 in the title,
which
have
are
nine
many,
members,
many
which
of them
many
have
of
9
them.
In the title.
I kind of want to put this in like.
We'll put it like
zoom,
zoom,
zoom.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're very sweet. That is JO1's song. Infinity. So we have the JO1 debut.
I love them.
I
so
adore
much.
Them.
They're so good.
We have to actually give, like, differentiation between these JO1 songs. We cannot just say we love
it's
all
great,
of them.
But they're so good.
But all of them are fabulous.
This is very much, like,
hey, budget.
A
hello,
song.
Budget. They showed the budget to this MV.
They do have the budget. JO1 does have the budget. They are, like, half owned by CJ E&M. And
yeah, they are.
That makes a hell of a lot of sense with their sound. Okay, this is good. What song
really
is this? This is good.
It's called Infinity.
Infinity.
It could be a Wanna One song.
When was this
like,
dropped? Last year?
I'm 90% song that this probably... No, this... Yeah, 2020.
Oh, this is really good.
I'm 90% sure that this was a Wanna One song.
Y'all should rank
this
high. This is actually really solid.
Yeah, we love this. This is going cup of milk
cup
for
of
sure.
Milk. This is a cup of milk.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Look and die.
It's really good.
I like
and
this.
It's like, I think that JO1 is really what started, I think, Produce Month generally.
Oh, yeah. Because I had somehow convinced you to watch Idol Producer, and
yes.
We were going to watch Produce Japan.
Yes.
And those two ended up being two of our favorite
so
seasons.
So good. So
just
good.
Because they're, like, iconic moments.
Yes,
they're iconic moments in time.
Mm-hmm. But yes,
I love all
that's
of these
it all.
So much.
And I love that they are really ushering in like the let's do K-pop and Japanese sound because
of
that
course.
Is, I am all here for that.
That's
so.
Everything I want from J-pop.
Exactly. So next is Boomerang by 101.
Boomerang. So this may be my least favorite 101 song.
I don't enjoy this
I
one,
I don't
really.
Enjoy this one at all.
I think, hold up. Yeah.
It's just got that loud noise that K-pop
my thing is
boy
like,
groups
I
do.
Don't like the instrumental at all.
Yeah,
that's,
the instrumental
you
is
do,
not
you know,
good.
Now that I think when, about it, I'm like, it's not terrible, but definitely is their weakest title track, I think.
Yeah.
Like, when you, like, the thing with those loud boy group songs, especially if you're gonna focus so much on that instrumental where you're just gonna have them scream the same word.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
the
Con Danielle hype, though. The Con Danielle hype was so high.
True. Yeah, I have opinions on Kang Daniel. Same. I have a lot of opinions on a lot of these boys. Because a lot of these boys went on to do... In terms of a group that is still relevant and popular and all the members, most of them,
yeah,
relevant and popular, I don't think you can match 101 right now.
I don't think so.
At least
so
of the
either.
Korean ones. Because
yeah.
X1, it was too short.
Yeah.
And then IOI mismanagement of their... from their companies have
mm-hmm.
those groups are disbanded.
Yep.
All these 101 boys are doing something.
They're somewhere.
Even Guanglin went to China and is thriving.
Oh, yeah.
They are. They are doing things. I'll give them that.
They are.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do with Boomerang?
I don't. It's probably going to Dinner's Ready. It's not, like,
Dinner's
that
Ready.
Good.
It's not.
Yeah, it's their weakest title track, I think. Period.
But it's not truly awful.
Yeah, it's not awful, but it's just kind of like, oh, you kind of forget it exists.
Mm-hmm. They've done better. They've done infinitely better.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
This is this is Collide by Rocket Girls.
Oh,
this
sorry. That's Rocket Girls. Which one's Collide by Rocket Girls? Oh, it's this one. Yeah.
So Rocket Girls truly releases, like, this genre of C-pop I don't really like.
And the thing with Rocket Girls released this song, like, 3 times, because this is also the same as Born to Win.
This is the same song as...
No, it's such a similar vibe. So, if you want, like, a similar what a lot of C-pop girl groups are like, Maria. They're a lot like this.
So they're very upbeat sounding.
And also,
I wouldn't say they're very, they can be like very noisy as well.
They can be very noisy and they can also have that same kind of aggression that the boy groups have.
Because I think the Nine and Bon Bon Girls are probably better representation of C-pop, because I think Rocket Girls leans more on the cute side a lot, which is not a place where
those two are. No, and then that's the other side of C-pop is this. Where it's like, this could also have been made by children.
Yeah. C-pop has a big problem of sounding like a children's song. Like, that's a big theme in C-pop for sure.
A lot of that's the instrumentals. This sounds...
It does sound like it should be a children's song. Like, this could be a children's song.
This is a children's
song. It does. It does give that vibe a little bit.
I don't
We
want to
make you go. We want to make you touch down.
I don't know what that means. But, like, it's fine.
It's fine.
I want dinner.
Or dinner.
I think dinner, because I think Born to Win's a better version of the similar
vibe. Yeah, Born to Win. I forgot that I have three of them in a row, so it's Born to Win.
I mean, it's not terrible. I feel like I've heard a song like that before, though.
So this is Born to Win, which is such a similar song to Collide. And I think it's better.
Oh, yeah.
To me.
Who called up A-Pink and was all like, yo, can we have your studio you filmed Mr. Chu in? Because this looks like that. I'm not even kidding you.
Yeah, so
it looks like
still
it.
We're still on Rocket Girl, so this is the same group. So who'd have thought the two girls from
It's definitely got that children's song thing still there, but it's a little bit more interesting of a song.
Yeah, I think this came out after Collide, so I think this is.
Does this
sort of
have like Oh god, what members from that group?
Oh, it does.
From
it has
WJSN,
Makely,
yes.
And
it's
one
got two.
I was about to say,
yeah,
I'm like,
WJSN,
two of them look familiar.
Yep, they're both
two of them are both in there.
Yep,
I think Makely is the center.
Makely's doing great in China. She's thriving. And you know what? Good for her.
Oh, they have an Amber lookalike in this.
That's Sunny. Sunny spelled S-U-N-N-E-E, I'm pretty sure.
And also, Marie, you'll find more.
There are more. There are more Amber lookalikes.
All of the girl groups have one.
They gotta have their tomboy-looking one for marketing purposes.
Of all of them have a tomboy. Actually, one of them has two.
Yeah,
the
Nine has two.
Yeah.
Oh, this can go in Ice Cream, because it's a little better
one. It's better than Boards One, so it can go in Ice Cream. What's that
one? Next one's The Wind.
Oh, God. There it is. So we're just going through a lot of
Rocket Girls.
Rocket Girls did
right
a lot of music.
Them and Rise, I think, have some of the groups with like
the
most
music.
Music.
Yeah, and probably like 101. 101 had
has a lot because they have Japanese and Korean.
And we will be going through the Japanese release of Eyes One too. So
is
this
is
a boring
ballad.
Yes,
oh, this
it's
is
a boring
a
ballad.
Okay. Because I was like, I don't think I've ever heard this. And I'm like, oh, because it's a ballad. That's why I've never heard it.
The thing with Chinese ballads are also very quiet.
They are.
Like,
it's very...
Pure Chinese ballads are very quiet.
I do
quiet.
Think
they
this
are.
Is very boring. This is very boring. I'm so bored of it already.
Again, I don't care for ballads.
I don't either.
If
I
like a ballad, to me, it's amazing.
Yeah.
If it's not an amazing ballad,
is,
I'm not
like
listening to it.
For me, a ballad that I really like has to be like a full power
like
ballad.
A boy
like
group power
ballad.
Yeah. I need power ballads.
Yo, TVXQ,
power
Love
ballad.
On the Ice, that shit's
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, that's a fucking power
That is
ballad.
An amazing,
that's amazing
ballad.
Yep,
I oh,
this
man.
This is so... I can barely hear this. I've had this... This is the same volume of all the other
songs. This is gonna make me go to sleep, this song.
I can barely hear this. Mm-hmm. All right, so next we have... An OST, which shouldn't count.
We're just gonna move
some
of these around, so we're not doing all of the same group in a row.
Yeah. So the next one is an OST for The King's Avatar, because Rise did a song, and I just wanted to point out that Rise did a song called Glory Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's a title. That's a choice.
It's an it's an esports gaming show. I'm a sucker for it. It also stars Yang Yang.
Why does he have a Canadian pin?
Because a maple leaf is the symbol for the team.
Oh.
It's actually it's kind of like a really... I like the song a lot. But it is very much an OST.
It's another ballad, like, yeah.
It's a more of a power ballad, though. Like, you get
They can only play their games if they shove a card into a slot.
Look, I'm not... The King's Avatar is a very... It's like a 50-episode esports gaming show. It's long. I don't know
what you... C-dramas are long.
C-dramas are long, but, like, in the best way imaginable long.
It is kind of power ballad, but it's not, like, quite enough of a power ballad.
I like it because I like OSTs. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't listen to OSTs really ever. That, like, their vibe of them is usually not
a thing that I care for. The vibe of them only for me works if I've seen the show. I can't listen to an OST of a show I haven't seen.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. We can put this in ice cream.
Yay.
This is all right.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
There's so many... Ryzen's so many OSTs.
Ryzen, like, a stupid amount of OSTs.
They did a lot
Man,
of
they have so many, like, video game, like,
I know,
dramas.
I've seen all of them, Kayla. Yep. And Marie, I've seen all of them. I love every single one of them.
Oh, man.
Now, that's a lie. There's a lot of them that are very bad. But there's a lot of them that are very good. I'm a very big proponent of this very specific niche of C-drama. I love a
and
lot
it's all
of
just dedicated to people playing competitive MMO C-dramas. Games, right?
The thing is, I hate real video games.
But
I
gaming C-dramas are...
Which is funny that you do.
Gaming C-dramas are my kryptonite.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care for really MMO.
Go Squid.
Like, those
I
types
really
of games.
Hate MMOs.
Falling,
yeah.
I cannot play MMOs. I've never played an MMO,
like,
and I did not know
single person player
Lucas
games
to,
all the way.
Yeah, same, honestly.
I mean, Lucas had to explain to me what an MMO was.
Yeah.
I did not know what
that
it,
is a style of gaming I could never actually play.
I don't understand it. I still don't understand it. But, hey. Look, it is the components of friendship and, like, love that I adore.
It's because they're essentially sports anime, except the sport is esports. So.
Exactly.
Also the fact that, like, it's better because they can teach these actors to type on a keyboard faster.
Rather than
they
you
can
know, play a sport. For,
that they
like,
don't.
Fake play a sport. Yeah.
Exactly. Infinitely better. For me.
This is a Slay and Play by Bon
right,
Bon Girls.
Bon Bon Girls.
Yeah.
Slay and Play. So Bon Bon Girls is that
the noisy.
The thing with Bon Bon Girls 303 is Bon Bon Girls has so many people I like.
Same.
Look at Curly right here. She's great. There's so
her
many
name's Curly, but her hair ain't curly. That's confusing, dog.
You know, it's true. It's, the thing that gets me with Bon Bon Girls all the time is they look like they hate like being there.
They don't
they look
seem
like they
pleased.
Hate being in a C-pop group.
They don't look happy.
Honestly, they probably dislike each other that much. I don't know. Maybe.
No, I don't think it's a problem with each other. I think it's just that they don't like the songs that they're given because they're not good. The
yeah, this is weirdly
good.
Produced.
This
is a
is
weird production.
Of, it's just more of C-pop.
This
is
very
the kind of
C-pop,
style
C-pop yeah.
does a lot.
Yep.
It's either children's song or this.
Or you get. Really noise aggressive.
Like, okay,
yeah.
This part's okay production wise.
I kind of.
But like the chorus
kind
of sucks,
yeah.
and it just
it's
feels
kinda
flat.
The chorus is bad. Yeah.
Dinner or clothes?
It's ooh. I think they have worse songs.
They do.
Bon Bon Girl. So we'll put it that in dinner, and we'll wait for the worst.
Yeah,
ones
seeing
for
some of these groups makes me realize how short my hair is comparison. Because, like, they got these are some long extensions.
They do
or
have
pigtails.
Long hair.
They
yeah.
do have very long
like,
hair.
Like, I wonder how many of them have extensions, is my question.
Probably
I mean,
lot.
They are
I
they are wearing pigtails, so, like, it's possible that entire pigtail is an extension.
One member of that group had, like, really short hair during the show and now has, like, really long hair, so she has to be wearing extensions, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, these girls are, like, doing a whole pigtail
Zoom,
thing.
I think.
To the back of the hair.
Where am I? Where's Zoom? There it is.
I think everyone in this group has a pigtail in their hair. Like, two of them.
Yeah, they.
I think that was the
aesthetic. That's the theme we're going for, is pigtail.
I could pull it off as a child. I don't know if I could pull it off now. It probably
Yeah, I don't think
I have
the style of hair I could do now. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Right. What the heck is going on with this production?
This is the weird breakdown.
Hold up. I need to hear this weird breakdown. Oh, that's why they're all in pigtails, so they can whip their hair around badly.
Yeah, this is a hair whipping.
It's a weird
That
song.
Is a weird production. A weird but song, also,
yeah. Hey, like, kind of
where's the money for this music video?
I'm going to put it down here.
This it's is not like. Good.
I don't know what's going on with Bon Bon Girls, honestly. They're so confusing to me as a group.
They do confuse me.
They're so confusing.
All right, so this is Zoom by Rise. Oh, here's the kid we love.
Okay,
we have a very big issue.
That actually
kind of
looks
Rise.
Cool.
He is very bad.
The center of Rise is not good. I don't enjoy him at all.
So Rise also does the very aggressive sounding C-pop.
This kind of looks cool so far.
This video is kind of cool looking, I will say. And also, I am a sucker for any time you really just take and you know, you got the traditional theme.
Yeah, I do like the traditional theme.
Is that the center?
Yes.
He has terrible hair at all given points in time.
I don't know how you
I'm not gonna be- You know what? I'm just gonna be honest. His hair doesn't look that bad.
Not this way, but also I don't- I think he has bad
stage
presence.
He has this really bad mullet thing a lot. He also, I think, yeah, terrible stage presence. I think that's my big thing, is he really-
But, like, the rest of the group is not bad. The rest of Rise as a group is not bad.
No, it's just, why is he the center when he's got the worst stage presence?
And also, this is the kid I absolutely love. He's great.
Nice.
But,
this is
I like
fine.
This song.
This
song
is fine. Yeah.
I actually like it. I'll take it. I like a good traditional
concept.
Put
this in Zoom Zoom with their other one.
Yep. Also, I'm a sucker for any, like, you know, 2 inches of water.
Yeah, just dancing in 2 inches of water is a fun aesthetic. This is Fiesta.
Ah, we're back to Korea.
I kind of like this a lot, actually. Hold up, I like this a lot.
Yeah, this is kind of nice.
No, I actually really enjoy this.
Like, what should we rank it as?
I kind of want to up it.
We can up it one,
Up it to walking. Up it to
the
queso
tier. Yeah, we can put it in queso.
Yeah, walk with that like, cheese. That stuff is queso,
That's the queso.
Oh!
I think this is maybe one
I think it's one of their worst songs.
It
well,
is.
Well, you know what? Not
Not
counting
that
the Japanese.
Look,
but,
anytime we say this, we are only talking about
the
Koreans.
Ones. Yeah.
But
we're not counting
I
about
don't
the Japanese
love this
ones.
Song. It's fine.
I don't either.
It's not bad.
It's not that bad, yeah.
It just seems like kind of a meh.
It is very meh, is the thing.
It's a
fine.
Very pretty video, though.
The video is great.
Oh, the music video, great production on this one. The song itself, though, I'm not a fan of the chorus of the song, but the verses are fine. I like the verses.
The chorus...
Also, the I love the choreo for this song.
The choreo is great.
Yeah,
choreo
is really good. They managed these guys really well when it came to choreo.
I mean, I think overall, a lot of IZ*ONE got very good choreo.
They got
very lucky with the choreo.
They did, for sure.
Zoom Zoom?
Zoom Zoom is good, yeah. Oh, this is our favorite Christmas song.
Ah. So this is one
I'm
of
glad they actually had
them
dance. Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, IZ*ONE?
Yes.
They got great choreo. And I think their choreo definitely makes great use of their members. So that's also really helpful.
So now we're doing a song that doesn't have choreo.
Yeah, that horn's a little bit weird
Happy
in
Merry
the chorus.
Christmas. This is the best Christmas song ever made.
Yes.
This is the best Christmas song.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Happy Merry Christmas.
That's a lot.
I love it. So this, I don't even know. We put this here entirely because of me and Kaylin. We love this song.
Yeah. So this is officially on their first album. They
it
did
is.
Remake the song. It was originally one of the
original songs
on Produce Japan.
Season
and
one.
Only Rookie was in it, I think.
Only Rookie made, yeah, only Rookie
yeah.
made the group.
Yep.
But... I adore
it
everything about
so
this song.
It makes me so happy.
I don't know why.
Cute. It's so fun. I love
so,
it
Maria,
so much.
So, Maria, as a little bit of story, when we saw the words Happy Merry Christmas as an original song, we were like, this is gonna
but
fucking
why?
Suck.
But why are we doing
I mean, that's
that
a weird title.
Yeah.
And then you listen to
okay,
it.
Okay, they
like,
timed this really well.
Ever.
He broke a balloon.
Yeah,
he whipped the cloth.
Video was like
this
a
music
one
video
shot.
Is amazing.
It's pretty great.
Each of them get a task.
Yes.
I kind of just want to talk for a while and let Maria watch the whole
thing.
Because, like, he's trying so hard.
Wow, he just broke an apple with his hand.
He did.
Yep. It's absolutely incredible.
It's incredible. Because it should be, in theory, this should be terrible. And it should be. And me and Fami also both hate Christmas songs.
I hate Christmas music. I truly.
But there isn't really a Christmas theme to this, you know?
I mean, they're speaking entirely about all the lyrics are about Christmas. This is a Christmas song.
Because this did air in, like, I think November or December.
Yeah.
So it
and
was
also
Christmas
you can
time.
Hear slight bells in the background. There's a lot of
definitely
happening.
Has you can hear it's got a Christmas vibe to it. There's for a, sure.
It's, but it's not like full on like have your
Did they get the Star of David on their jackets? Like what?
No, that's their logo.
Oh.
Their logo
it looks
like
the Star of David low key high key.
No, it's yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like a lot of stars situation happening.
Okay.
But I
love it. It's crazy.
Cause that's my favorite thing about certain the good Christmas music is like Christmassy, but like can still be good. I can listen to this year.
Oh, that was smooth. That was a smooth talent. Oh shoot, that was
I
good.
I listen to this. Kayla and I will at random just points like, in like
time.
August be like, "It's time. We need a happy
it's
Merry
time
Christmas
for Happy Merry Christmas."
We need to experience it together sometime. Yes.
Wow, that timing.
This pay attention to this bit because it is my favorite part.
The candles.
It's so fun. This is great. Actually,
this is great.
Wow.
Shh. We're not starting this over. He's we're like, not we're doing gonna... this again. We're just gonna keep going.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it's, I think the video itself is very cute. It's not overly Christmassy.
Yeah.
You get the Christmas vibes, you get the family vibes. I still don't know what he's doing.
Couldn't tell you.
I can't read Japanese.
No.
Maybe he's just asking a Christmas, like, statement, you know?
I think he's just trying to, like, text without looking,
fine.
I guess. But I don't really know.
Ding dong da. And technically, the most impressive talent. Technically.
Yeah. Technically, I guess.
I mean, you know, he could break his hand, in theory. Yeah.
Wow. Did he just seriously do that?
Yeah.
He just
right,
broke
so
a bunch of slabs.
That's a cup of milk.
Cup of milk. We love that.
Wow. That's impressive.
Considering we did just sit here and watch the entire thing.
Look at all only J-Hope and cup of milk.
We're gonna get more. There's a couple 9% that's
I like
gonna
that one.
There.
That one looks sounds cute too. I like the
that
little
was
bells
adorable.
And all that jazz.
I have
it
no idea
cute.
What this next song is.
That's Spring Breeze by Wanna1, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, that one's that's that
yeah.
that makes me
oh, yeah,
sad,
it is.
Dog.
It's Spring Breeze by Wanna1.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I will give Wanna1 videos, I do like that they did put all of the logos from the different companies. I don't think they did that for Eyes one, did they?
I don't think they did, actually.
I think that was actually very cute.
That's cute.
Spring Breeze actually kind of makes me low-key sad, but, like,
I
it's great.
I think it is the best goodbye song, because
it's nice
not technically
it, I do love their title track, and I love their ending song a lot, so... You know?
Because the thing I like about it is that it is obviously a goodbye song. It is a slower song. But it's not just
it's not like
a
ballad.
Afterthought
yeah.
ballad.
Right.
No, specifically it's not an afterthought ballad. They put
because
thought
we made
into
a whole comeback for it.
Yeah.
So.
And like they were like fully like, no, this is the end. We're doing
yeah.
this. I kinda want to put it in Zoom.
Zoom is good, yeah.
Or Queso. I like it a lot.
I like it. It's nice.
I think that they have better songs.
They definitely have better songs, yeah. I think this is Calorie.
Oh, Maria, you're in for a treat. So, Rocket Girls did
Oh,
a
you're gonna prevent
for...
me from listening to Spring Breeze? Bruh.
Fine. I'll let you get to one chorus of Spring Breeze. How about that?
God, I miss
this song.
We
gotta keep going, Maria. We got 44 more songs
I know!
To do. We gotta do me and Kayla's rule, which is that you get one chorus of a song.
You get one chorus, yeah.
And that's as far as we're allowed
that
to
go.
That
is fair at this point. Oh,
but like, what more do we want to say
about
this?
This video's cute, dog.
It is cute.
I will say, I do think a lot of Wanna1's vocals got better as they went.
They definitely did.
In that they decided that, hey,
oh, the drama of the song is so great. The drama.
Because, like, you know, I feel like they were very underutilized. Aung Sung-woo is an icon of our time.
We love Aung Sung-woo and his lookalikes in
New
Japan.
So many lookalikes. Oh my god. We're up to like three lookalikes.
We got three Aung Sung-woos. You're gonna have fun with this next one, Maria.
Oh, so the backstory to this, Maria, is that there's this movie in China. So this is not serious. This is for a comedy film. Yes. That's the first thing that I think you need to realize about this song and why we like it, is that this is not serious.
For a comedy film.
Okay?
It's for a this comedy film. It's comedy used as movie. Propaganda in a comedy it's, movie.
Yes. This is not, like, this was not an earnest single that they put out telling people to not eat. This is for a comedy film.
Yes.
So this was, like, the music video in the comedy film? Or the song in the film?
I've never seen the movie, but they made this, but I know that that is the context behind the songs. Yes. That, like, no one was stupid enough to have these very pretty skinny girls singing about, hey, eat nothing.
Yep.
And
yep,
have yep. a small waist.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. This is satire. This is propaganda in
it's
a
propaganda.
Film.
It is not a real song, yeah.
I was about to say, I'm like, oh my god.
That's the first thing.
Having the context behind that is very important.
You need to have the context yeah. behind it or else it's terrible. Mm-hmm. But honestly, as a song, it's hilarious. I kind of love
it's
it.
It's kind of great.
Jeez.
It's weirdly catchy. I will sing this for days.
I feel very attached. All this caffeine, the ramen. Oh, man.
I kind of love this song, Kayla.
Dan, I know, also loves this Dan song, loves like, unironically, yeah.
Yeah, I think Dan has actively listened to this on Spotify.
He like, has. Actively. He's, like, seeked out the song to listen to.
I mean, I do enjoy it a lot.
But that's interesting. It honestly, is for a film, though, I will
yeah.
say.
Yeah, if you have the context for
having
it,
the context
I just yawned, I'm
is
sorry.
A very funny song. Is ideal.
But
yeah,
no, that makes sense. So what's the film about? Losing calories.
I have no idea.
It's something about, it's some, I don't know, it's probably
it's
about some
about
exercise,
like exercise,
government it, dictatorship, I don't know.
I don't know what it's about. But yeah, I think that this is like an A. Kayla, up.
I know, I don't think it's that good.
Up it. It's
amazing. It's actually, no, it's not nowhere near that good.
Fine. We can keep it at Zoom Zoom. What's that one?
This is Lovey and Rose.
Oh, La Vie en Rose, bro.
I think this is maybe their best song, La Vie en
Rose.
La Vie
en Rose,
man. This yeah. was such a great music. Such
it's
a great.
Really
oh,
good.
It's so great.
This was like.
This is
when
amazing.
I was like, oh, they're going to be.
So good.
Oh,
they're
man, I missed
so
it already.
Good. This is maybe one of my favorite girl group debuts of all time.
This
it
is such an amazing debut.
Is, yeah.
They so hit good. It out of the freaking park with this.
It's
seriously.
Like so understated but like perfectly elegant.
Oh
they're
my
great.
God.
Oh
gosh. Like, oh man. I remember watching this for the first time being like, oh
it's
shit.
So good.
They are here
it's
to so play, good. They are here to slay.
I think it is I think it's their best song, which is sad that they peaked at their debut song.
Well, like it's not that they went that far down.
Like,
they
did
still
it.
Did
like
great
their worst
song
is like not is Fiesta probably and it's not bad. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
like the Korean so one. That, the Japanese one's a whole
yeah,
different
yeah.
story,
we're not,
but
we're gonna get to the Japanese ones. We're getting there.
But like, oh my god, this was everything I wanted in a pop song. This is everything I wanted
oh,
in a pop
it's
song.
It's so good.
It's oh man.
I also love the performance they did at Mama of
Mama,
the song.
That
I
remix.
Think it's so good. That remix is so
oh,
good.
Oh yeah.
No. The choreography for that remix is also so good.
And I also like the fact that they utilized all their members
la, la,
to the
Rose.
Best of their ability.
Oh
great.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, man.
What's the next one?
It's Bamba by U9.
Oh, I love this song.
It's really good.
This song is very fun.
I realize I like U9's music a lot.
U9, for as interesting as the fact that, like, I always think that Idol Producer and Youth With You gave us better groups.
Yeah.
While Chuang may have given us more
Rocket
interesting...
Rocket Girls and Bon Bon Girls and Rise.
Hey, it did give us Into One.
It did give us Into One. You know what? They're turning around. So
they're making that turn
X-Form
around.
X-Form is...
Yep. But, like, I still think between Idol Producer,
U9, I think they're winning first now, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For music-wise, I think they wins.
So, Maria, this also does that, like, slightly more aggressive C-pop style.
I can tell.
But in a better way.
Okay.
But better.
Let's see.
It's a little bit less intense than some of them are.
Like a bomba, super duper like a bomba.
I think like really getting into the super aggressive is once we hit like the nine song is really just like really in your face and out
the
there.
The thing with C-pop is that you have to categorize them into either child or aggressive.
Children's song or aggressive.
So what's a bomba is my question.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I mean...
It definitely is a better chorus. I dig it. I dig it already.
Yeah. I like this a lot. I kind of
But like that, that like, you know, I might not completely love it though because they got that same thing like twice as Cheerup got where the certain lines in the chorus, I'm just like, bruh, mood killer, mood vibe killer.
That's ahead of, so the next one is Bottom on Girls ahead of Super A Warning, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Girl. I actually think this might be one of the
girl, best. Her waist is skinny as fuck. What the hell?
Yeah, it's one of their less, like, obnoxious ones for sure.
I still don't want to know where the fuck their budget went.
Every song they release, they have less budget and look increasingly, like, bored.
More defeated? There.
Yeah.
You know
this
what?
This is probably their best song.
Probably.
The poor girls, at least they're not being forced to smile while they're performing.
True,
I don't know what else
not
to say.
They're forced to smile.
That's true.
What the heck? Yeah, what the heck is up with this filmography?
Zoom,
this
zoom.
This is like
I
some
like
really
it.
Cheap
yeah.
kind of
What's
like,
that one?
What the fuck?
Flash.
Flash by X1.
Our one and only X1 song.
So, let's get all of our thoughts on X1 out right now, guys.
X1. Had potential, but, you know...
I feel like they could have been really good, but unfortunately they disbanded immediately.
The
because all
is,
of them are now in boy groups and doing significantly less.
Worse.
Good.
Hey, Woods is thriving. I love
Except for
Woods.
Woods is doing great, but
I want
else...
Woods to be in a boy group. I want Unique back.
I know.
I actively want one of them to go be in a boy group, and he won't do it.
He won't. And I think also Woods' contract with Yehua ends, like, soon.
God damn it.
So I think
Resign,
there's a chance he, I think there's a good chance he leaves and goes to, like, one of the, like, a J Park company or one
no.
of those.
No, I don't think a J Park company.
Resign.
Watch it be Robbie's company.
Resign.
Watch it be Robbie's.
Robbie's
been trying to get some R&B people lately in his company.
I don't want Woods in Robbie's company.
No, I don't want him in Robbie's company. I've never actively wanted an idol to resign more than I want all of the Unique boys to resign and make a comeback. Please, dear God.
Because
it
it's
makes
like,
me upset.
Because now, after... This is a very good song. This is a great
this
song.
This is a great song.
But now it's like, we have, like, one kid went back to Victon. We have a kid who is just doing solo work and decided to not go back to Uptension.
Yeah, I was like, is he still in Uptension? Kind of?
I don't know. Wii is doing things. Bay173
is
doing
great.
Existing.
Bay173 is
Gravity
present.
Is actively being bad.
Gravity's actively bad.
The Dripping name for Gravity Dripping. Is freaking terrible.
Dripping gets worse with every comeback. Like
true.
And then it's like Bay173 is just around, and then
you know.
Mirai is around, and it's just like no one
Mirai,
ever doing anything.
I have faith
really.
That Mirai will be could be fine. Could be.
Well,
decent.
The thing is, Mirai went like really generic loud boy group for second comeback, so it's like they're kind of on
my
the
thing
fence
is
there.
That like that generic loud boy group sound. I think there's just too many groups doing it because some of them are good and some of them are not good.
Yeah, some
the
of them
ones
are good.
Thriving. Look, the ones that are thriving in this environment are MCND is thriving.
Mm-hmm.
P1 Harmony is thriving. Neither
Gravity
of which
is...
have X1 members in them,
no,
but you know
Gravity
what?
Is doing
Gravity
terrible
actively
in,
doing
that,
bad.
In that genre.
Wii, when they're not doing that sound, are doing great.
Yeah, Wii, when we're doing, like, not just loud aggressive is great.
And then you have, Bay, I don't know what
One
Bay
of the members of B173 is on that stupid Wild Idol show.
Great. We've already given up on Bay. I think that this goes in Queso or Milk.
This is a good Queso song.
This is a pretty solid debut song, but I will
song.
Say
Actually,
it's just everything about Lavia what Rose. The hell went down with that whole voting scandal thing just like
Look,
sours
all
everything.
The voting,
yeah.
Trust
really
me,
does.
All the voting scandals, everything, nothing is safe.
To be fair though, maybe it ended at a good time it did in Korea because I was thinking like, how the heck were they going to continue doing it after that season?
Oh no! You just put
Girls
out
Girls Planet 999 was going to be the next season of
produce.
It is just produce.
And also, having watched all the Chinese seasons, there's a lot of random rules they could have thrown in for no reason.
Yep.
A lot.
So you think they're gonna do a Boys 999 then?
Probably.
Honestly, I think it's on the way.
I think
depending on how well Girls Planet does, I think Boys Planet 999
is next.
Fair enough.
What's that one?
It's Ready Go by U9.
Where's U9 in the timeline?
Are they holding drills?
This is a little bit a lot less.
Are they holding power tools? I'm so confused.
It's gone now.
Yeah, here we are with the loud, aggressive C-pop kid.
There it is. But it's, like, not bad, though.
It's not terrible.
Maybe I have just gotten, like, into C-pop more.
It's definitely less scared than Bamba. Because
I probably actively listen to the most C-pop out of everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it. It's a little bit too bombastic for my taste, I think. Because
I kind of like
Like,
that.
I like EDM, but when it gets like a little bit too much with the EDM production, it's kind of just like...
The aggressiveness is a little bit too much.
Sometimes it gets a little bit too much. It comes off as
like
super
cheesy.
I kind of
like watching these skinny boys attempt to be aggressive. It's kind of hilarious.
I don't hate it. It's not bad.
Zoom Zoom?
Zoom Zoom is good. It's Born to be Wild.
Oh god, yeah, no, not this chorus, no, girl. No.
The chorus is a little...
Born to be Wild is probably my least favorite type.
I don't know, honestly.
I don't know. It's on a lower tier for me of J.O.1
songs. It really grew on me after a long time.
See, for me, it kind of just... I just ended up loving everything around it more. I think this is bad.
It's the worst album for me, for sure. I don't like the rest of the album that much. I think I like it better than Shine a Light, and I like it better than Real, maybe.
Oh, I love Shine. Shine a Light is one of my favorite.
I think Shine a Light is my least favorite J.O.1 song.
I love Shine a Light so much. But I think, I don't know, I think that this is, it's good.
It's not as good as the other two.
Like,
that
that's the thing of what I'm saying is that, like, J.O.1 is so good.
Yeah.
That this is just kind of... good.
It's not the phenomenal
masterpiece that everything else is.
Yeah.
It's just great. I'm okay with putting it in queso.
Yeah, let's go put queso for that. I don't know what this next one is, to be honest.
Oh, we'll skip it for now. Put it at the end and we'll just see whatever we have left. If you want to do that.
Is it before? It might be before Autumn. That's what it is. It's Before Autumn by Bon Bon Girls.
Yep. No, that's Rockin' Girls. So Before Autumn came out like a week ago.
Uh-huh. Ballad.
Yeah, ballad. Everyone's got a
nice autumn ballad.
Why is this giving me some Moon Embraces the Sun kind of vibes?
It does have that vibe. I mean, this for me is giving me 10 Miles of Peach Blossoms vibes, which is the same thing, just Chinese.
Fair enough.
Yep.
It's a ballad. I'm very bored. It is another boring ballad.
Is it for a show?
Can go down.
No,
with
this
the wind.
Is not a show. This is just the music video.
So they're trying to make it seem like it's falling a store
or
something?
They're making it seem like this is for a drama that does not exist.
Interesting.
It's
going down here with
dinner?
The wind.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That's Crush by
Crush.
Iowa.
Yep. I like this a lot.
I like this. This is one of the upper tier IOI songs.
I also did like how in the show, Produce, how they did that finale song, whereas it was one song, but they had two separate groups, like, split in half and, like, perform it separately. I really like that as a concept. Mm-hmm. And they never did it again.
They really should have.
Yeah.
But I guess something happened in the making of that that didn't work out.
Where they were just like, let's just do two different songs instead, which is still fine, but I do like that concept
a lot. I mean, I do think that Produce has a problem of repeating the same song.
I can't. I'm just amazed out of all the girls here, it was really Chunha, I think, that's taken off the most, which is just so funny.
Honestly,
yeah.
She is the one with the most star power.
And then I guess a couple of the other girls who do more ballads.
I think Sejong is doing pretty well, but just in a different role.
But just, Yeah, just not as a solo. She's not. She's more of a.
She's an actress now. Yeah.
As an actress, she's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunjeon. Yeah, she also. I think she's released some music too.
Yeah, she has, but I feel like her acting is more what.
I think she probably makes more off of her acting than.
If anything, acting scene though is a more respectable field for work in Korea too. So like, if anything, she's making probably the smarter choices if she's good at it.
Also, I like the fact that there's I forget her name, but the one girl that just disappeared.
Which one?
Sohee. Disappeared.
She never really wanted to be an idol to begin with, is the thing.
I know that, but I'm just like, you got so much out of this.
But isn't she acting or something? That one?
No, she doesn't even really act. She's like just.
She did like one show right after, and then just didn't really act.
Maybe she just is done with the industry.
Honestly, she probably might be.
Probably.
Which I don't blame her, frankly. I mean, it's intense.
Queso,
yeah.
What's that?
Beware. Yeah.
So we've finally gotten to the Eyes
We've gotten to Japanese Eyes one.
As you'll notice from the fact that we put this on our Dishonorable Mentions of the Year list last year.
The MV looks good, though, I will say, so far.
True, but the song is shit.
The song is not good.
The song is shit.
It's like, so there's the other thing is, like, I love Eyes one. I'm aware that they are not good singers, and they sound exponentially worse
in Japanese.
In Japanese, for some reason.
I don't know why they sound worse. I don't know why none of them sound worse.
Well, they only have three members who are fluent in Japanese.
Twice has
the same issue.
Where they sing in Japanese and everyone sounds terrible.
But that's the other thing of, like, even the fluent members sound worse.
I think because J-pop has a weird style of singing that is bad.
If you hear songs in Japan, though, like, any, like... Like, even, like, something like Yaosobi or even, like, Japanese rock, though, just the way they sing certain songs is
it's different.
Yeah, based, it is. Because and it's based on how the language is like. So, like, it doesn't mesh well.
The thing is, like, there are J-pop girl groups that sing better than this. This is specifically an issue with how they are writing these songs.
Yeah, I think
these songs are written to be essentially... You know how, we say C-pop sounds like it is,
A children's song.
This is a children's song,
but different.
Vocally. It is meant to be sung by children. The vocal style is meant to be sung by a child, rather than the song being written for children. It is meant to be sung by a child.
Yeah.
And that is
like,
where...
Like, this is, like, I don't... This song, the lower this song goes on, like, the worse it gets. It's just, like, it's not good.
I think we put, yeah, Close Your Lips Shut.
It's gotta go down here. It's not good.
What's that? That one's Bon Bon?
Bon Bon Girls, just Bon Bon Girls.
Their Bon Bon Girls self-titled song, Bon Bon Girls?
Yep, their debut song, Bon Bon Girls.
You get to the actual.
Did they have a whole part they were just talking?
Do you know, the intro for a music, you know, the intro bits.
Yeah. This is more on the aggressive C-pop side.
True.
But, like, everything's pink.
I also think they sound bad here as
well.
Did they just give this girl a poor mullet?
Girl.
They just gave her a mullet.
My God,
yeah,
the poor thing.
Yeah, they give her a mullet. I think that overall, this song is not good.
It's not a good song, no. It's a bad song.
And also...
Oh, that high note, honey. No, I'm sorry.
It's so weird because they have such talented members and then they get these songs and it's like, what's going on?
The thing with it is, like, at least the other songs, they're bad, but the girls don't sound terrible.
They don't sound bad.
They sound bad here because... And I can tell that it's
this
not
This is a weird
talent.
Bass
they're
choice
talented.
Decision. This is a weird decision for the production to be chosen for as a bass.
Yeah.
But, like, they are good singers, just being given bad material.
They are, and it's very upsetting.
And then it just makes them sound worse, then. It's like, you know what this is like? It's like with Blackpink, with Teddy make giving them shitty produced music every single fucking time. And I'm like, the best Blackpink has sounded in years is Sour Candy on Lady Gaga's album Chromatica. That's the kind of music that group needs. They need some sour candy.
You know, just coming from me, I also think that the talent level of Blackpink is highly overstated. Blackpink's talent level is.
I would like to see them getting, you know, songs that aren't terrible.
Although Lisa's doing pretty well for single, though. It's selling.
Lisa's single is also bad.
Lisa's single is
very bad.
It's not bad. It's okay. It's okay.
It's really bad.
It's slightly better than, like, some of the recent stuff. I will say my favorite so far has to be Rosé, for sure. Her solo.
Well, that's just bad Taylor Swift.
It is not that bad. Swift. It is Taylor Swift, but it is not bad Taylor Swift. It is okay Taylor Swift.
It makes you think maybe being Taylor Swift is harder than it looks. Taylor Swift has had a hard... maybe being Taylor Swift is a little bit more,
difficult than originally intended.
But you know what?
Back to Bon Bon.
I don't know if Taylor Swift is Taylor Swift still playing a guitar in her music videos, though?
No, probably not.
You know what? Rosé's still playing a guitar.
Folklore and Evermore, probably.
Folklore? I don't know.
Maybe. This is Taylor Swift.
Our new boys. Our released today song.
This is Rocketeer?
Yeah.
Or is it Brighter?
Oh, no, this is this is Brighter.
So this is only a teaser.
We don't have this full song yet, sadly.
No, we do not. But we're
it sounds amazing.
So wait, we're getting a
phenomenal
teaser.
This is a 36-second teaser that we have for the song Brighter by I. Why does it sound phenomenal?
This was voted to not be the title track, which is upsetting because it's way better as a song.
Listen to this.
It's so good.
Oh. Why is this?
We're basing this off of 30 something seconds from a teaser.
Yes! We are.
Yes. Well, we need to hear the full song, though.
With this teaser instantly.
It's not out. The song is not out. It's the problem.
November.
When the actual single releases.
November.
K-pop
also releases their single, like, 3 months
before
the
album. Their music video drops at least a full month before the album,
Because
music videos will drop in the
prelude. Because Rocketeer is also from the same album, and Rocketeer came
out
today.
The full song came out today,
And, the album won't come out till November.
This is
great. This is what I want them to be making.
This is everything I want.
That does sound really nice, though, but I need a full song.
If this whole song was out and it's that good, it's cup of milk.
Yeah, but now, it's queso, because it's not a whole song yet.
We're giving it a teaser of queso.
Sounds great. Phenomenal. It sounds so good.
Give me that song.
I actually really enjoy the song.
So this song is IOI's very, very, very.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it fine.
I enjoy it a lot.
It's fine.
I feel nothing.
It was so disappointing as a last song for them, too. Like, they only got three songs.
This was their most popular.
The last one.
Yeah.
Well, they only had three. One was a subunit.
So, not really.
But also, they were only together for, 8 months?
Eight months.
They could have done more. I think this is...
Well, they only did 8 because it was the first season, so it was kind of
they didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, they mismanaged them infinitely. But,
But
also, if you only have 8 months, you probably should put more effort into the quality of the song. Also, JYP, do better.
This could be an early TWICE song, easily.
You know what? JYP. Honestly, probably was. It was probably an early TWICE reject. Here you go, IOI.
Very, very, very.
It was maybe a JYP thinking this is not quite good enough for TWICE, so we gave it to IOI.
Yep. I think this goes into ice cream. Caleb.
Yeah, it's there. It's fine. It's whatever.
What's this?
That's I Promise You.
So I Promise You is maybe my favorite 101 song.
I think it's between that and Energetic for me.
Yeah, I find it's very
I feel like this was overplayed really a lot, but it's a good song.
It's a good song.
I think it kind of overshadowed the actual title track a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
It greatly overshadowed.
Which one was it?
This was with...
Boomerang? I thought it was with Boomerang.
This was with Boomerang.
And that's the case, then good, but it's not.
Honestly, it's way better than Boomerang,
But yeah.
I mean, the thing with 101, 101 has the talent levels of its members vary wildly.
Varies drastically.
Drastically and wildly.
And it's I feel like this and
Energetic.
What was the other one? Energetic and, like, Spring Breeze. This is, like, the type of song I want from them rather than, like, Burn It Up or, like, Boomerang and that stuff. I'd
Speaking
rather
of which,
them...
we did not put
That's
Burn
the...
It Up on this list. It's fine.
No, because it's fine.
It's bad.
It was not the title track anyway, so it doesn't matter. It lost that battle.
Yep. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this song.
I think it's very sweet.
I think that it's the right kind of EDM-ish style.
It is.
Yeah, it is. This is good EDM breakdown in a pop song.
I think queso. I yeah. almost want to put it in milk, but I don't think it's that good.
I don't think it's not quite there.
Yeah, it's
what
definitely queso,
one?
For sure.
What is that? What is that? It's a explosion from... What's that? Going to powerfully burst from Rise.
Oh, fuck. Which one's... it's not that... It's this one. There it is. Jesus.
So, oh, boy.
Mainly with Rex the fact Rise. That so much of these are entirely, as you can see, in Chinese, I can only do so much in terms of remembering what each song
is. What we're doing here.
Going to powerfully burst. A lot of these
I do
Chinese
not know
songs
how to read...
Fun.
The
Chinese
titles
characters.
Are fun.
True.
Did I leave, like, all of the nine, like, yeah, all the nine?
Did we
like,
just,
we
what,
get
did these guys just
soon.
Step out of, like, the late 90s, early 2000s with the hair thing?
In terms of hair?
Yeah.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. The hair choices are questionable with this group a lot.
This is
Look
not
his,
a great one, this,
this
song.
This song I don't
this one is
particularly
not it.
love. It's a lot. They kind of made this and a bit of I have a very similar vibe in that, like,
they do.
You got a very, there's a specific style of this that I enjoy, and this is not
this is,
really
this
that.
Is not
this
it.
This is a bit too.
This one's not it.
Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to gravitate towards here.
Yeah.
Marie, you're the resident rap expert. What do you think?
I've heard much better rap, trust me.
Yeah.
Idol groups do not have great rap overall, period. That's just me being
There's
honest.
There's my boy. I love this one kid. This one kid is amazing, and I love him.
We have at least one person to care about.
Sometimes
there.
You don't even need to know what they're saying to know rap's the bad, honestly.
It's just the flow.
It's about delivery and how it goes
Look,
along
there's
the song.
Rap in my own language I don't understand and I know is bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is not it. This chorus is even worse.
Oh, this chorus is bad.
What's up with the whistle in the middle?
Drop it.
It's down. Yeah, it can come down here.
Oh, now we get to the
true,
like...
I brought it up because truly, this is an experience. The nine.
So we have the nine Sphinx, which is their first, this is their debut.
This is the debut.
This is the debut. Mind you, I want to...
Why does she have elf ears?
I don't know.
It's her aesthetic.
There are nine members of this group. Maria, seven of them are rappers.
There are seven rappers in a group?
There are seven rappers.
They also, the two that are not rappers, one of them is their main vocal, who they also make rap sometimes. Their other member is named Esther, and she can't do anything. And like
Esther's
useful.
Entire thing is that she is a sub-vocalist.
Yes. She speaks like a baby.
We don't love her.
She's
very popular.
I've somehow Stockholm syndrome myself into liking the nine a lot, though.
Meow, meow. I mean, I like the song a lot.
Yeah. But this is, like, the epitome of, like, your, like, noisy, aggressive,
you
like,
know,
girl group
you
song.
You just saw Baby Monster right there.
Baby Monster
It's
is
like
my
these
favorite.
Girls are, like, trying to exclude some, like, Megan Thee Stallion energy, but it's just coming off as weak sauce.
Monster,
like,
Maria.
Hard time. If I gotta be honest here.
I like to describe Baby Monster as the epitome of, like, an ABG, because that is what she is.
And can you explain to the audience what an ABG is?
No, not really. And
is that, like, one of those VTuber kind of people, or no?
No,
it's so, it stands for Asian Baby Girl, and it's this, like, weird,
oh,
like,
those people!
Basic bitch, like, it's just, like, an aesthetic and a vibe that you have, where you're, like, kind of a little bit gangster, but also, like, a basic bitch. It's, like, very...
But you're Asian. That's foot. A big, that's
you're
a key thing.
Asian, yeah.
But also,
the key
you're
point is Asian,
yeah. And also, maybe 5 foot. Like, yes. Specifically, like, small
and, like, gangster and basic bitch all in one.
Small gangster and then, like, might have some Big Dick energy.
If you want to go, like, look up, like, Baby Monster and just, like, get an idea for her aesthetic, like, that's exactly what that is.
What did they do to this poor girl with the short hair? It's like, what's the metallic stuff in her hair? Poor thing.
But, what do you want to do with this, Kayla? Because I think it's great. I don't know.
I do like it a lot.
Queso?
Queso, yeah. And it's like, they sound like, you know, they probably have less talented people in the group
Bon Bon Girls.
Bon Bon Girls, but they have better music.
Oh, they have much better music.
Well, probably because they have a certain vibe, they want to work with them, and they know that they can pull it off.
They do have a consistent vibe. I'll give them that. Yeah. Bon Bon Girls has a much less consistent vibe to them. Oh, yeah. That's set it off by U9.
Where is U9 in this timeline?
They pull off the vibe pretty well. I will give them that.
The vibe is very good.
Yeah.
They have the right people made that group for that
That's
vibe,
the
for
thing
sure.
With all of the idol producer Youth With You crew, is that I feel like there is no way that group was rigged, because why the fuck would you rig
why
a group
would you
to
have seven
rappers? But, because the same thing happened with idol producer. They also didn't rig that group, and there's, like, five rappers.
There's five out of nine rappers in that group,
Somehow, they make it work with the people that they have.
Yeah. Which is awesome. That's what they're supposed to do, these shows.
Yeah.
Frankly, exactly. Like, whoever ends up...
You're not supposed to rig your group to fit the concept that you want. That's what you're not
supposed
to do, Korea.
Take notes, Emmett.
Korea.
Source.
Take some notes.
You're also not supposed to, you know, cyberbully a kid off the show and dump milk, waste milk products.
We'll talk about that later.
But, you know.
That's for, like, 3 weeks
That's
from
for
now.
Later.
Oh, jeez.
I like the song.
This is good.
Zoom or K?
This is okay.
Zoom. It's fine. They have better songs, I think.
They do. That's
real.
Real?
Real. Yeah.
So we're back to JO1. We love.
This is their most
recent
title. Song?
Yeah.
Title track, at least.
Title track. Because we have a more recent song on here.
Yes, we do.
I think that this is just continues the budgets.
Yes,
they have
yes.
great budgets.
They do have great budget.
And for J-pop, oh my god, the
budget. Oh, their budget is so good.
Their
for
budget
J-pop, for
a J-pop sure. group, truly amazing.
Yeah. This is a kind of up there with, like, Born to Be Wild, where it's, like, you know, kind of mid-tier JO1 for me.
I'd put
it's
this...
It's not, like...
Yeah.
Just, like, Zoom. Right next to its friend,
Yep. What's that one?
I don't know which one. It's WANNA1, but I don't know which one. It might be Beautiful.
Beautiful or Light? That might be Light.
It might be Light. Hang on.
No, Light.
Or is it Beautiful?
Light.
No,
no,
this is
Beautiful.
No, this one is Light. So, yeah.
This is Beautiful.
I don't like Beautiful at all.
I don't mind Beautiful, but it's...
I really don't like this song.
Do you not like the 8-minute music video that also comes with it?
Yeah, that is one...
This song's okay. Like, it just feels a little bit, like,
cheesy.
It's just
a little too sappy.
It's
just
so boring.
It's very sappy indeed.
Because when you compare it to Spring Breeze, which it also has, like, weirdly similar vibes, it's just slightly more sappy, and I don't love that. It's just a bit much.
It's just a lot. It's a lot, and it's very... I find it incredibly boring.
That's fair, honestly.
Ice cream, yeah.
Oh, great.
Or returned to Japanese Eyes 1.
Also, they have that weird dance move where they're, like, hugging themselves, but they're hugging
themselves.
Like,
yeah, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Where they're pretending
to
dance with a partner. Oh, it's not good. So
this is Buenos Aires. Is the next one.
Oh, is it? I thought that was Vampire. Whoops.
Vampire is over here.
Never mind. This is Buenos Aires by Eyes One. I mean, my opinion will not...
This is not good.
I don't understand why... Also,
this is
why does it
maybe
look
the
like
worst
this?
One?
No, Vampire's terrible.
Between this and Vampire, they're just so bad.
Because Beware is terrible.
Beware is
but
bad, but this is,
worse.
Like, worse. The two of them are very much worse than Beware.
Yeah, to me, there's just, like, a difference in quality, too, of, like,
the
song. The
quality is bad, yeah.
I don't understand why the
it's like, it feels
so
like a step
worse.
Down. It's
the
not
quality is so much worse. All right,
I don't think this
but
is absolutely terrible yet. I haven't heard the chorus yet. Hold up. I have to wait for the chorus.
The chorus is something.
Wait, I gotta wait for the chorus then. I forgot. It's been a hot minute since I listened to this song.
Oh, I actively choose to never listen to them.
To the chorus?
I've never listened to their Japanese songs. The thing with the Japanese Eyes One songs is that I find that they are very, like, I don't know why we're doing this.
Like, I don't know why we're making these decisions.
Because, like, I mean, it used to be that anytime you did a Japanese song...
Yeah. This is kind of, like, lackluster.
Anytime you did a Japanese song as a K-pop group, like, that's where you put the songs to die.
Yeah. It is.
But it's turned around recently. Like, really Japanese bad. Songs have been good. Mm-hmm. I don't know why this one is so bad.
That one was terrible. It's not good. It's so bad.
I've actively stopped it because I don't want to listen to it anymore.
I don't want to listen to it. It's
is
bad.
That?
Yeah, it's very.
Shine a Light.
So I love Shine a Light a lot. I adore this song.
It's good. For me, it's a little boring in comparison to their other songs.
See, I just love the vocals in it. I think that they're very cute and they look like they're having so much fun. I don't know. It's very sweet. Everyone just looks very. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting wholesome vibes from this.
It's very, it very wholesome. Wholesome.
Yeah.
It's also where I fell in love with Rookie, guys. Love Rookie. I remember we watched that show and we did not know who Rookie was.
We had
like,
no
he's
idea.
Making the group.
No
we
idea
we
who Rookie
seen
was.
Him and we're like, oh, this kid's making the group. He's always here.
And then it was like Happy Merry Christmas fan cam too, and it was just like Rookie's right there.
Between the Happy Merry Christmas fan cam and like little bits and pieces were like, well, fuck. And also the Happy Merry Christmas music video, because he's in the whole thing.
He is. It's his song.
Shining, shining one. You're the only one. I want this in Milk, but I'll take Queso.
I think it goes next to these other two here.
Gee, deal. What's this?
It's Fearless Girls by Bon Bon Girls.
This is all right.
We're finally
not bad.
Done with Bon Bon Girls now.
Oh.
Wait, where's... Shit. Where'd it go?
Maybe.
Did I get rid of it?
Do these people take a page out of Bonbon Chocolat, the Bonbon Girls?
I don't know.
Probably
why.
Not.
I have no idea why they're named that, to be honest. It makes literally no sense that that's their name.
This is just another one that's just very kind of...
It's
fine.
It's fine, I guess.
Okay, why is she wearing a bra over a shirt, though?
Because
for
fashion.
The style.
And also, like, I've seen that before. Like, that they've done that in K-pop before.
Yeah.
Like, girl group fashion is just weird at times.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever.
It's, I don't Dinner? Hate it. Dinner, yeah. It's Violetta.
Oh, Violetta. So Violetta might be my least favorite of the Eyes
ones. Yeah, it's not one of their better ones.
Like in Korean?
Boring. Like in Korean, yes.
It's a little boring.
I refuse to acknowledge the Japanese ones until I have to.
Those are a different breed of song.
It's a different group. It's a different
group. Again, who did they hire to create these music videos? These are stunning.
And why did they not hire them to also do the Japanese ones?
Right? Like, what happened? Where is the
Oh, hey,
was
it 3D supposed to... Is it the rumor that 3D is going to be in potentially a big hit group?
Yeah, so it's Chaewon, Minju, and there's a girl who's not in the group, but was on the Produce 48 on Hyojin, who's... Or Hyojin. She is being rumored for
Wasn't
two,
Sakura, like, being brought over? Rumored has
Sakura
it.
Sakura, too.
Big lit.
Yeah.
Who knows? I think Big
I'm
Hit
I'm pretty
just
sure
wants
she's
to...
under... I'm pretty sure Big Hit has, like, acquired her. Like,
maybe. I don't know if it's official yet.
No,
they're probably
Big
not gonna...
will not release any statements on it, but, like, I think it is.
They're probably not going to saying... say anything until they put out a group and are like, here you go, here she is.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to happen,
I
feel
mean,
like.
I think Big Hit also just wants all the girls in their new group already vetted from previous trauma.
True.
Just already
Very
vet
true.
Them immediately. Vet everything.
Yeah.
No more criminals.
I'm still mad with how they got rid of G Friend. That
I mean,
was just
I don't
like
that,
a
that's
joke.
Not
their,
don't
that's know
not
what
really
happened
their
with
fault.
That.
I think G Friend was just like, we're done.
No, there,
I think it was,
there
was
something with contracts
suspicious.
That broke
really
down, and then they were like,
suspicious. Yeah.
It is. I think it was a, because they weren't really, because it was more Source music, because they're still under Source.
I think it was probably a Source music problem.
I think it was Source music.
Yeah, Source music done fucked up, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But well, also, listen,
they went out with a good song, though. Mago was good.
Yeah, also, G-Friend was kind of, like, not at its previous heights.
Yeah.
Who knows what'll happen.
Yeah,
they... I'm just gonna talk to Fiesta.
Just start shoving that into, like, Zoom Zoom or Ice Cream. Ice Cream.
It's us there with Fiesta.
Right.
It's not like a bad song. It's a good song.
It's not bad. Well, Ice Cream's not a bad tier.
Yeah.
What's that? I Need a Doctor?
I Need a Doctor.
Oh, I love I Need a Doctor.
I love this song.
Oh, God,
this song is great.
This is
my favorite song. I think it is Cup of Milk. It's my favorite song from 9% for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love this song.
I have no idea what this next song is. They need more songs for sure.
That's Rule Breaker by 9%.
Oh, okay.
They need such more music.
It's unfortunate for both them and for ILI because they had the management
issues,
troubleshooting problems, yeah.
And like
they were trying to figure out how to manage a temporary group, and it was like, unfortunately, when you're the first one, you get fucked over, yeah.
Because that, in a way, kind of also happened with... Because it didn't happen so much with Rocket Girls, because Rocket Girls was being still managed by CJ E&M as well.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is first is the worst, second is the best, third's the one with the treasure chest. So you know who's winning, if you think about it. I mean, look at the Korean one. One could say the same thing. First is the worst, second the best, third's the one that got the bank, a.k.a. Eyes
won. So who is that for?
Not necessarily, because I feel who is that for?
Second is the best, because U9's not the best group out of them,
no.
For sure.
And Rise is not the best group.
The 9 is not thriving.
That doesn't happen. And C-pop is like the exception.
I guess with C-pop it doesn't apply.
C-pop rules doesn't, yeah.
I love this song. It's absolutely amazing.
It's great. I love that song.
So then we have Rule Breaker by 9%. Rule Breaker is their debut, and Rule Breaker is that slightly more aggressive sound anyway.
9% can definitely do the very aggressive, because all five of their rappers.
Yeah, 9% has Boogie and Lil Ghost and Coon, and even Justin.
Justin's
even
a rapper.
Baby, like, child Justin is good. I think this is also, like, up there.
I
don't know if it's Cup
Queso.
Of Milk, it's probably
it's
Queso.
It's probably Queso, yeah.
I also love just how you look at these kids and you're like, they can't do aggression. They're the sweetest looking boys.
They're not really that aggressive.
Buffon did not make the group.
Buffon.
There's no one that can do aggression. And then it's like, somehow Coon is the most aggressive person I've
Coon
ever seen
is
in
so
my life.
Aggressive. Coon
I don't
is
know
so
how.
Aggressive all the time.
Coon has no reason to be aggressive. And also, Justin's a child. Justin, calm down.
The absolute just like duality of Justin in Produce Season 2 and Idol Producer is insane.
I love it so much. I love the sweet boy.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Dum Dum Bomb by the 9.
Oh. So that's a stupid title. I'm gonna put that out there.
Really dumb title.
The song itself is also not my favorite. The 9 song.
I think it's fine. They only have like 3 songs.
They do.
It's fine.
It's I think it's really where you show more of their... It does also kind of fall into
that
slight...
kind of wadubby. This
yeah.
beat is wadubby
it
itself,
is, it has
man.
Got the wadubs, yeah.
I think it's...
This is also where they, like, started making their main vocal rap, and, like, a lot of just weird things are happening in it.
Yeah, I kind of want to put in, like, Ice Cream.
Yeah, it's not... ideal.
What's this?
Hard Candy, I think. By Rocket Girls.
Yeah, it's okay. This one's
candy.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is very... So Rocket Girls in and of itself is a weird group.
They're a very weird group. I don't know what their concept is, really.
I think their concept is all concepts.
All concepts, because we really have everything from, like, children's songs to, like, the noise to, like, whatever this is.
To the ballads to whatever
yeah.
the fuck I'm watching. The other thing with it is also just, like, I find that the making of this group was, like, so questionable in that the show actively made me dislike
most of them.
Most of them.
Yes.
Except for, like, the two Cosmic Girls.
They were edited mostly fine.
Just kind of there.
Yami was also fine, I guess.
It's really just a lot of them were edited poorly.
They made everyone on that show look awful. It's really... The editing made everyone look dislikable. Like, it was bad.
Put that in, like, dinner. I don't like this.
It's not... I don't... Whatever. It's Panorama.
Panorama. I enjoy Panorama.
I like it. I came around in it. I think the thing that keeps it from being my favorite IZONE song is that they sound bad. They sound really bad, but it's a good song.
Parts of it sound better than others.
Yeah. It's, Queso? I really enjoy it, yeah.
I have very little to actually say about it.
Yeah, it's a good, it's, I guess, not technically their last song, because they have that Universe song, and then the Pepsi song, but, like...
The Pepsi song doesn't count, and the Universe song, I find that also most is of the bad. Universe songs
I don't
have
like,
been bad.
And any, I don't think I've liked a single song that got released for Universe.
No, they've actually been bad, I think
they
mainly just because...
They are bad.
They seem like just reject songs that they couldn't put on the last album.
Honestly, yeah.
Because, again, why would I waste a song that people can't watch, other than on this stupid app?
Yep. That's Icarus.
Oh, I love it. Icarus is probably the newest song that we have on here for JO1.
Yeah, it's technically a B-side from their album, but they did release a performance of it, and it is amazing. I've been waiting for them to release a song like this since Monster came out. It is amazing.
I love it so much. Yeah. It's Queso tier.
Yes.
No, milk tier, sorry.
Milk tier.
I forgot that our highest tier is milk tier.
Milk tier.
It's so good. Think I...
It's everything. It's like everything I want from them is the style of song.
I go back and forth on whether I like this or Monster more.
I think Monster is still my favorite thing they've ever done.
I love that song. Between those two are phenomenal.
I love that song so much.
Oh my god, they're phenomenal.
I use Monster at any given opportunity when I make clip videos. Like, anywhere I can put it in
just
is like
throw
it's gonna
in Monster.
Be there. Yeah.
It is the best song called Monster, by far.
For sure.
Get EXO out of here. It's JO1.
JO1 Monster is where it's at.
But yeah, I like it a lot.
It's very
good.
What's
the next one?
I think it's the song called
Rise.
Yep. What is
this?
Is this
also a... So this might also be a OST, but I didn't realize.
Men in Black?
It's a song for Men in Black. Whoops. So this is another OST. I apologize. I didn't realize. They did a lot of OSTs, one of which was for Men in Black, apparently.
Huh. It's fine. I don't hate it.
It is fine.
It's pretty good.
It is an OST.
It's an OST.
I feel
nothing. It's funny that it's an OST that they also just named Rise. That's funny to me.
But also, it's not even Rise, but spelled correctly. It's still Rise spelled R1SE.
Like, the way that they spell it, yeah. I'll put it next to their other OST.
Yeah, it's fine. This is Rocketeer, right?
Rocketeer.
So Rocketeer came out today. It came out, at this point, 10 hours ago.
Yep.
I love this song.
It's great. We first heard it, and we were very questionable about it, and then I listened to it a couple more times, and I'm like, you know what, this is actually a banger.
Yeah, like, we watched the entirety of Grow to Japan, watched that song, left, and both had dinner, and came back, and we're like, so.
You know what? It's a banger.
We've come around. It's now great.
Definitely a different vibe than JO1, for sure.
Very different vibe.
Because they do have more rappers who actually... enjoy rapping, I think, is the main difference here.
True. And, like, more rapper that they give something to do, too.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not an... It's, like, that noise K-pop, but in, like, a good way.
Yes. It's fun.
Or at least, like, not in a bad way.
Right.
I think it's Queso.
I like it a lot, yeah. Ba-da. And also, they definitely have the budget. They have the good budget.
Maybe not. No, it's about on par with JO1.
They have the similar budget as JO1, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next one's Light, right?
Rocketeer. Yes. I think that's the last WANA one.
Yeah, we're done with... No, Energetic.
Oh, energetic, yeah. Yeah. There it is.
But I feel like we're getting there with the...
We're getting there.
Personally, I think that, weirdly, I think somehow JO1 ended up with a bigger budget than WANA1. If you look at
weirdly,
it.
Weirdly, yeah.
I think it's more just investment in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not the, like, like, with the WANA1, like, they're only going to be together for a year.
Right, right. This is fine, this song.
I don't hate
it. I just always think of the time it got covered in Produce X and then our favorite
man.
Boy, our 91st place boy.
We love him.
That's fine. It's not my favorite of their stuff.
Ice Cream?
It's, yeah. It's
or
pretty.
Zoom Zoom.
It's, I'll put Zoom Zoom, I guess. It's fine.
We'll give it a pass.
Yep. And we got Secret Story of the Swan.
I like this song.
I do too. This is very good for IZ*ONE.
It is sort of the IZ*ONE song that made me like really like look like Love
yeah.
and Rose, obviously. But then you got Fiesta and Violetta, which are fine.
Right.
And then you get Secret Story of the Swan, and you're like, oh,
mm-hmm.
They're great.
It's really good.
Queso or
We can maybe put it in Milk.
I think
Milk. It's really good. Yeah.
What's this?
That's Sailor Moon by Rocket Girls, I think.
Yeah. So Rocket Girls has a song called Sailor Moon.
Uh-huh.
I don't entirely know why it's called Sailor Moon. Is it a reference to the Sailor Moon?
I don't like this.
Oh,
really
I actively dislike it.
It's not good.
It's, like, weirdly video, like, it is video game influence.
It's got the video game, yeah, vibe to it, for sure.
But, like, I don't understand what the point of any of it is.
I don't like it. Yeah, it's not great.
I think we ought to give it...
You know, dinner's ready, or...
No, lower.
Close down here? Yeah,
yeah
okay.
Down there. Back to
IZ*ONE's one good Japanese song.
Oh, yes.
The first Japanese song and their only good one.
Yeah, I can no longer say Japanese words, so Kayla, would you like to attempt?
I think it's Sukito Iwasutai.
I love
this
song.
This song is great.
Great.
This song is so good.
It's honestly like a top tier IZ*ONE song for me.
It is so good.
I think I want to put it in Milk.
Yeah, I think it's good for Milk. It's really good.
Is that
Enjoy
Not
immensely.
Me by The 9?
That's Not Me, yeah.
So this is more of just typical The 9. Aggressive.
Yep.
Loud.
Yep,
but
yep.
I like it more than I like that other one. The previous
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I do. Same.
Zoom
I in? Think it's better. Yeah, it's this is, I think, the B-side that came with Spinx.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I like that one a lot.
So then this is...
That's OEO.
Yeah, OEO is a weird song.
It's a Wii song, and that makes
perfect sense when you think
perfect
about
sense
it.
Perfect sense that it's a Wii song.
Yes. It is the really, like, one of the only Wii songs that they've given JO1, and it sounds so unlike really anything else JO1 has done.
Once you know, are aware that it's a Wii song, and I'm like, everything makes sense now about this song. Like, it just...
Entirely.
Everything falls into place with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is a Wii song entirely.
It's a Wii song. Let's just put this with the other ones over here, I guess.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's fine. I think it's probably one of the... It's good. It just sounds
it's
nothing
good,
like
yeah.
anything else they've ever done.
Oh, yeah. It's so weird.
What's that?
This is the other IZ*ONE song,
so that's
I think.
Storm Center. IZ*ONE is a weird group.
IZ*ONE is a very weird group, and they're weirdly a very good group.
They shouldn't be good.
They should. The thing is I didn't expect them to be nearly as good as they ended up being. Like, they're way better than
really
I thought.
I actively like them. And I actively really enjoyed their season.
Right.
And, like, with the amount of just people that you could have there as a gimmick.
Yeah.
Why are they all so good?
They're so good.
Like, Mika's great, Santa's great, 9 is great.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Patrick,
so
all of
good.
Them are great.
So good.
The dance of this is also a bit weird, though.
And it's, like, but it's, like, it's also, like, less C-pop than...
It is.
Usually, like, it's just less C-pop than I was expecting to, so I think that also makes me like it more.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, like, less aggressive C-pop.
Yeah.
I kind of want to put it, like, up there.
Yeah.
Queso?
You can go Queso tier. This is Light by...
So, Light is, like, basically a ballad.
Another ballad, lovely.
It's, like, less of, like, a straight boring... It's not a quiet ballad, I'll give it that.
Yeah, it could still very boring.
It's very boring.
I'm bored.
Dinner?
This can go with all the other ballads, and dinner's ready, yeah.
Cool. What's this?
It's whatever U9 song is left.
So Like a Gentleman?
Yeah.
We have about, like, one song per group left, so we're going great.
Mm-hmm. A varying quality, too. They're all, except for, there's, like, all pretty good except for that one in the middle. This is pretty boring.
This is very boring.
It's kind of ballad, it's got, it's not a ballad, it's ballad but the ballad adjacent. Vibes. Ballad adjacent, yeah. So we can go down here with all the other ballad things.
Oh, so now we're on to Vampire.
Vampire.
I think this is actively maybe the worst.
Immediately.
This might be the worst Eyes One song ever made.
It's not good at all.
I don't understand what the... I mean, it does have more of a budget than the other Japanese songs.
Any of the decisions that were made going into this at all.
Why does it sound like this?
It sounds so bad.
I mean, it's already down there, so I think it's where it needs to be. Yeah,
it's where that belongs down there for sure.
Now we have Monster.
Monster. This is, I think, my favorite J.O. song.
Oh, it might be my favorite, too.
It's so good.
Like, it's up there for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely in Cup of Milk. I adore it.
It's so good. That song is amazing.
I'm the one. And then Energetic.
Energetic, yeah. This is a great debut song.
It's a very good debut really good. Song.
It's a good song, generally. It's another Hui song.
It is another Hui song. The back end of this has just had a lot of Hui.
A lot of Hui. Hui likes to just give away his songs to, you know, produce groups,
apparently. Let's be honest. I don't think Pentagon would have done much with this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a Pentagon song. I'm going to put it on.
It's not. It is absolutely not a Pentagon song.
Don't give this a Pentagon.
I can hear the parts where I think I can hear Hui singing it, but like I can't put the rest of Pentagon in the here, though.
Hui I can put. Pentagon
like,
I can
where is, like, because this is back when Edon was there. Where the hell is Edon in this song? Oof.
Edon exited stage left.
Yeah.
That's really where it devolved.
Mm-hmm.
I think this goes into Queso. I think it's very good.
Yeah, that's very good.
And then lastly, we have What a Man.
What a Man.
What a Man. So this is just Salt and Pepa remake.
This is while all of the random members of IOI were debuting into different groups.
Honestly, this is by far their best song.
It's easily their best song. I kind of sad that not all of them are even there for it.
I kind of want to put this in like Queso or Milk.
Yeah, it's really good.
Queso.
Queso.
So this is the tier. The tiers.
These are them.
What do we have in F4? Monster.
Monster, yeah.
I need a doctor. And do you want Lovey and Rose?
I think we do Lovey and Rose. Lovey and Rose. Yeah.
And then I kind of wanted to do it where we didn't have, but we need
double
another.
Double J-O-1?
I mean, Happy Merry Christmas.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Happy Merry Christmas is out there because it's a good song. Happy Merry Christmas so is because it is our favorite song of all time.
It's so good. I love it so much.
It's phenomenal.
It's so good. I
so
love
that
Happy
is
Merry
the
Christmas.
Tears.
That is the tears.
I love everything about... I mean, here's
here
the thing.
Here they are.
I think that there is something to like from every single... Yeah, I say it. There's something
sure,
to like
sure.
from all of the groups that have come out of Produce.
Yeah,
it's been
for
a
sure.
wild-ass ride with Produce.
It's so... There's so much Produce. So much.
We lost and Maria along the way, apparently.
We lost Maria. We're gonna see if we can get the audio for Maria from
if
this.
If not, song. That means... If that means that we got it, if not, we're redoing this and you'll never hear this again.
And you'll never hear it. So, there you go. Yeah. So, this has been tier ranking, 60 songs from all of the Produce groups. So, mm-hmm. yay. That's been fun. We've had a fun time. I think it's very clear to see who
we
here
have favorites.
Is our favorites, for sure. And who are our least favorites.
For sure.
But yeah, this has been a good kickoff to Produce Month, and we will have more episodes in the future, and they will essentially just be an episode each on each of the three seasons that have aired this year.
Yep.
So Produce Japan, Chuang 2021, and Youth with You 3. So yay. look forward to that for the rest of the month. And if you are listening to us on a podcasting platform, we also have a YouTube channel where we post all of our episodes with video. Like this one was probably helpful to be looking at the actual tier ranker if you want to. Probably. And then we also post fun extra clip videos every week, and we will be having a couple, not the whole month, but we'll have a couple fun produced themed one for this month.
Yay.
And if you're watching or listening to us on YouTube, we're also available on all major podcasting platforms. If you want to ever listen to us there or leave us a review there, that'll be great. And we are also on Instagram and on Twitter, and Knee Slap and K-Pop, and those are always linked in the description of every episode. And with that, we will see you next week for some more produced content.
Bye.
Bye.